Blog Talk Radio.
I love, I'm bad at it. I just keen to keep all the
blood is bad habits. I had way too many one nights, yeah. I keep messing up my love life, yeah. I love, love, I'm bad at it. I just can't escape all of these bad habits. I had way too many one nights, yeah. I keep messing up my love life, yeah. Every time I think that I found the one, I turn around and then another one comes. Oh God, I be trying, baby. You should know the truth, I ain't lying, baby. Every time I see my new girl is the best, man, I get another text from my ex. Oh God, it's like clockwork. She come through, I take her down and buy a new purse. So now you gotta pray just a little, make a way just a little. Today I finally figure it out.
Beautiful you are. You know that I see it. My sunrise and those brown eyes, yes, you're the one that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, it makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow, no matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part.
riding slow, cause you know the world's moving too fast. When we collide, when we collide, it's a beautiful disaster. When I crash into you, 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 crash into you, 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 you. Without you, I'm just a fraction.
Guys, oh my God, we barely made it back in here. Nothing Thursday. Look at me stating the obvious. I ain't even got my chair right, y'all. Everything that can be happening is happening today. But you guys, welcome to 2020 Vision. It is back on, and we are here live today. Turn up, baby, for 2020 Vision. Yes, yes, and yes. I'm gonna be talking hella fast because we got a great, fully packed show for you. We only had 90 minutes to do it, and I done spent 20 minutes still trying to get things together, so we're going to talk real fast. Let me get into these shout-outs. First of all, I want to shout out my niece Cassia, because she laid this thing last night. She did this thing in my hair. I think this is a Brazilian wave or something like that, deep wave or something like that. Shout out to Cassia, my niece. Also want to shout out my granddaughter, Nevaeh. We got pictures of her. My baby girl, it is her birthday. She is a Scorpio. Stand up, Scorpios in the house. Scorpio season is here. Yes, 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 Nevaeh. Wait a minute. You know, Grandma, I got to do it for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nevaeh, my baby girl, my sweet, pretty baby girl, my smart, two languages speaking baby girl. Happy birthday to you. Turn up there. It's your birthday, baby. We about to celebrate on Saturday. I'm coming to San Diego, and we going to celebrate, baby. All right. And then I want to give a shout-out to my son, Joshua Rachman Bruce, as always. Rest in heaven, son, as he permeates through the universe, and he spreads all of his love and his power. If it wasn't for him spreading his love on me every day, every morning, waking me up every morning with Thanksgiving. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today. So thank you, Joshua, for your for that power and that energy that you keep putting into the universe. You out here working, baby. You doing your job. You're doing your job. You are not lost. You are not forgotten. You still exist. You are more alive than you ever was. You're all that you ever will be and all that you ever have been. I love you forever through eternity. Okay. So many special guests on the panel today. This is a Let's Talk version of 2020 Vision, and we're going to just lay it all out here today. We're going to talk current events. I have a very special guest with me by the name of Tiffany Wilson. You guys heard me speak about her before. Phenomenal vocalist. One of my favorite singers next to Whitney Houston, and that's huge. For those who know, you know. And she is the lead and the featured artist in the new show called Teatro Zinzani. I hope I pronounced that right, but believe me, she will correct me. She's coming in, zooming in from the theater as we speak. Yes, she's in makeup and hair, but she took time to be with us today. Before we bring her on, I want to show a music video from her so y'all can see who y'all talking to. All right, play that for me, Tony.
Y'all ready? One, two.
In the picture,
they got the bird's eye view. Can't
get any clearer
on what they want from you. Claim
you're looking for,
it's what you came here for,
the game.
Give them what they want and more
in Hollywood. Bright light, shiny things, titties, oh, that's just great. Hollywood, the only way to come up is getting down on your knees. Hollywood, never show the same. Hollywood, all hail,
Hollywood. You just a little, enough to make Stitch and Wedge. You too far gone, they'll make you crawl. Hey, shattered picture, hang crooked on every wall of wind. You know, nobody's there at all in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Hey,
bright light, shining things, titties on
and tell the screen. Hollywood, the only way to come up is getting down on your knees. Hollywood, never sold the same. Hollywood, yeah. All hail Hollywood. Hollywood, you're lying. That sweet old soul, don't nobody seem to know. When she's down and out, but her mama cried, all her daddy get back right. Oh, I've seen it so many times. Hollywood.
Bright light shining, thanks. Did you go to Hollywood? The only way to come up is
Yes. Without further ado, you guys, can I introduce to you the phenomenal, talented vocalist, activist, philanthropist, and freedom fighter, and critical thinker, Miss Tiffany Wilson. Say hello to the people.
Thank you for having me. Oh, my God.
Yes, you look beautiful, beautiful. Yes. Really quick, before we get into what you're doing there, we have another artist on the line. He's going to step in with us and share some of these compelling conversations that we're going to have. And he has taken time out of his schedule to grace us with his presence today. Edouard, which is my co-host, you guys, Edouard LeGrant is in the building. Would you introduce your guest and your artist that is here with us today?
We got Billboy Cass. He's originally from Caseyville, Illinois. Graduated from Nelly School of Music. Now he's the lead artist on Pimpin' Ken's artist out of label out of Atlanta, Georgia, HHF. He got a single out now called Brick by Brick, and he's going to be joining us today.
What's his name?
Billboy Cass.
All right, say hello to the people, Billboy.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing out there?
All is well. All is well. Well, thanks for boarding this mothership with us. It's gonna be a nice ride. Hope you're in for the ride. Okay. So, Miss Wilson, tell us what you're doing. Where are you at right now?
I am in Seattle, Washington. So I am 30 minutes before showtime, and I'm singing.
All right.
I am hoping that I am in the will of universe.
Yes.
And
I know that it's very exclusive. I was going to say kind of. I know it's very exclusive, the theater that you're doing, the show that you're doing. So I know we don't get to see, like, video and footage from it, although I'm hoping, like, somebody decides to sneak and do a little something. So
well, yesterday they did. I actually shared some things via my Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know if I had permission to share them, so once the theater company shared them with me, I was able to share just a couple of clips with people.
Okay.
Yesterday was press day, so all the press came in.
Oh, wonderful.
They definitely were speaking video.
So how has it been? Is it a little grueling for you, or is this a day in the life with Tiffany?
It's I think we're 3 weeks in, and I hit the hump where weeks 1, 2, and 3 were painful.
Okay.
Just getting used to, I'm a casual kind of girl, so having to wear high heels all the time and put makeup on, it was rough. But at the beginning of week 4, here we are, and it feels a lot better. It's easier. So my feet don't hurt. Body ain't hurting.
I think I saw you flying on the moon or something. Is that every night?
Every night. And I still get nervous, even though I've been doing it now for 3 weeks. The first couple of weeks, I was getting nauseous, and during rehearsals, I couldn't remember the words because I was scared to be up. I'm about 30, 40 feet in the air. which, you know, I don't need to be.
Yeah. But is it a balance thing for you, or like you just, what's going
on?
So
they got me strapped in, so okay. I'm holding on to the spring, and but just my wrist is strapped in. So if I fall off, I'm just
hanging.
So hanging. I'll be still.
Go
I'll
figure.
Be real still.
You say I'm not interested in hanging. I really want to get into your story. There's so many jewels for us to, you know, explore in your story, in your musical history, in your musical background. But unfortunately, we're on a time crunch because, number one, you got to go. And number two, we have a lot to cover today. So I do want to get into some of these subject matters. But let me ask you this. Did you come out singing, or when did you actually start singing? When do you remember yourself singing as a child? That's a better question.
I would say I was probably around the fifth grade. I wouldn't say I could sing, and I was often told to be quiet. But my sister has a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And so I was like, if she got it, I got it.
Right.
You know? So.
And you definitely
I
got
think
it.
I willed myself. By not being quiet or listening to anyone else who said, be quiet, you know.
That's right. That's right. And I know you personally, you're very humble, but how long did it take you to get into the mind frame with this show that, damn, I'm the lead? How long did
Yesterday.
It? Yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was, I didn't realize it. I didn't realize how... what a significant role this is. Like, I had never even seen the production before I was hired.
Okay.
I had to say, can you guys show me exactly what I'll be doing? I just knew I was coming to sing. And that's what I agreed to come do. So,
and pronouncing,
I'm not really an actress, but
okay.
I'm doing it.
Oh, so you're acting as well. Okay. Okay.
I have to deliver some lines. Yeah. One part in there, I get to just kind of speak from the heart, cherishing our time with each other and moments. But yeah, there's a couple of lines I deliver.
Well, I beg to differ. You are an actress as well. I remember your chops. We had to go on some auditions together. I remember. I remember thinking, like, we were trying to rehearse this commercial, right? And then you were like, well, let me do it. So you did it. And I was thinking, like, damn, she did it way better than me. Like, I thought she came out to L.A. for singing.
That is why.
No, but you're a great actress as well. Okay, so we have, I think the first subject matter is Missy Elliott. I think she's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Are we able to show a little bit about that? Thank you, Tom.
How honored are you to be going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
How long is that?
Words cannot describe. It just haven't clicked. You know, when you in the hip-hop world, that it seems so far out of reach.
And you're the first woman rapper.
Yes.
That's got to just add the significance.
Yes, and it being the 50th year of hip-hop, just the whole, it is layers. No matter what people say, the hip-hop world is something special.
So, yeah, I picked this one because obviously she's an artist, musician, hip-hop artist as well, and she's an icon. You know, how do we, I mean, of course, I know the answer. We all think she deserves it. But, you know, how do we feel about it? Ask your guest.
What you think about it? Billboy?
Man, I think she got a powerful story. You know what I'm saying?
Was you a Missy fan? I was a big Missy
what
fan.
You can you repeat the question again?
Was you a big Missy fan growing up, Missy Elliott?
Man, I most definitely was.
I was a big
can't wait to work with Missy.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
Has she influenced you any in your career, Tiffany?
I mean, I used to listen to Missy day in and day out. And I still can't do it right, you know, but yeah, I'm a songwriter.
Yeah.
And so I definitely took pointers on, you know. I'm sorry, now I'm in the dressing room.
Okay, no worries. This is fun. We like seeing where you take us through.
And they're going. Sorry, y'all. You got background noise for you now.
No worries.
But yeah, I absolutely was a fan of Missy and still am. So I'm, you know, I feel like this is our induction.
That's right. Right. Do we think it's long overdue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah,
but I think it's a grand entrance, being that they're celebrating 50 years and that they're, you know, pairing her entry with that monumental stone for them.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's the 50-year, she got a 50-year anniversary of hip-hop, too.
Okay, okay.
It's the same year.
So she's doing that. Is it going to be like an award show or some kind of show that's coming up with the 50 years?
Well, they already did. Didn't they do the 50-year hip-hop award show already?
Yeah.
They
did it out in Atlanta.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Is that where you at in the ATL?
I've been in St. Louis at the moment.
Oh, St. Louis. Okay. So you are, you go back and forth. Do you have like a lot of shows out there in Atlanta? What's going on with you in Atlanta?
I actually live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I had just came off the road. I was like touring like different cities.
Uh-huh.
And just came home. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be turkey season. You know what I'm saying? Spent a little time with family. Then I got to get back on the road and head to Vicksburg, Mississippi. I got a show with Boosie. November 26th.
Well, congratulations. Don't worry, you'll have time to shout all that out. We're gonna give you a whole space so you can shine. We all shine on 2020 Vision. That's what we do. Okay, you know, we have another video. How long is that video by Billy Carson? We're about to get into some deep stuff. A minute and a half? We got about a minute and a half. Okay, we're going to play this one by Billy Carson. He's like one of my favorites, one of my favorite scientists, probably the only scientist that I really follow. Let's keep it real. But this content that he has on this particular video, I think we all would like to speak on it. So go ahead and play that for us, Tony.
We as people on this planet, and I mean all races, have to begin to realize that we're already living in heaven. I'm going to say that again. We as people on this planet have to begin to realize, no matter all races, we are already living in heaven. You see, I learned a long time ago that the mission is not to die so that you can live. The real mission is to learn how to live now. Make the most of what you have now, right here. Due to the second law of thermodynamics, you will never die. You are already eternal. You already are eternal. You live forever in one form or another because energy can't be destroyed. It can only be transformed. We know this for a fact in science. So what this means is you are supposed to live your best life in every outcome, in every return, in every incarnation. Thoth talks about it in the Emerald Tablets. He said he's learned to incarnate in and on the plane that he desires. He moves from dimension to dimension according to his own writings. He comes back when he desires to come back in and on in the plane he desires. Then he says he walks amongst men, but unlike a man.
Yep.
Oh, that's deep.
That was real deep.
That's deep, deep, deep.
So my first question to the panel is, do we feel like we believe his statements in regards to being able to go in and out of dimensions, different dimensions? We know that we're all seeking to get into the fifth dimension right now. But is it easier for us to believe, coming from a person, a scientist like Billy Carson, in regards to the different, to our access to the different dimensions, is it easier for us to believe it coming from a person like him? Or within our own spirituality? Now listen to that question again. Is it easier for us to believe a scientist like Billy Carson talking about the dimensions and how we have access to those different dimensions? Or is it easier for us to believe within our own spirituality? Okay. Deal with that, Tiffany.
I don't believe that this particular flesh we're in, this encasing, can exist in every realm.
Okay.
So I do believe that if you wish to go to a different, mm-hmm. you might have to leave this behind.
Okay. Okay.
But you can return, and you might not get this particular encasing.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I do believe we all have access, and it's about your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the embodiment of love.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. And when you think about that, does that come from, sounds like it comes from your own inner being. But to hear someone like a scientist like Billy Carson express that, does it confirm things for you, or does it make it easier to believe?
I would say it confirms what almost, not to be an ass,
mm-hmm.
would make me question it is because he sells so much knowledge.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
That sometimes I wonder, well, is this for sale?
Mm-hmm.
And I think love is free. So if you wish to see all of us reach a certain place, why sell it? Reach a certain vibration, then why sell it?
Right.
And so that cheapens it a little bit to me and makes it entertainment.
Right.
But I, nonetheless, still true.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Val?
Be a boy. What do you think about it?
Be a boy.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I heard you.
I was saying, what do you think about what Billy Carson was just talking about?
That's not the question.
That was not the question.
That ain't the question.
What?
Like,
I mean,
people just need to pay attention. Okay, the question is, I've been trying not to be myself, but I don't know how to be nothing else. Anyway, so what I was asking, you could ask a question though, but what I was asking,
go ahead, yeah.
Veal Boy, is when you think about your own spirituality and, you know, do you believe within yourself, or is it easier for you to listen and watch a scientist like Billy Carson talk about the access that we have to the different dimensions? Is it easier to believe when you see a scientist like that talking about it, or is it easier to believe in your own spirituality, the information, the downloads that you're getting within self?
Yeah, that's very deep, man.
Yeah.
People have their own people that they listen to when it comes to spirituality. Mm-hmm. And I just believe that a person like me was, I'm going to believe what's within.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. As you, I concur. I agree. What say you?
But I most definitely think that he hit on some great pointers though, my bad.
No worries.
You know, I, as far as, is it easier to believe from him? I won't say believe. I'll say that, you know, what he's saying confirms what I've already.
So it's a confirmation for
it's
you.
It's a confirmation on some things,
mm-hmm.
you know, the part where he says energy doesn't, he said energy has to be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he also needs to let people know that well, he said the part where energy doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
He said it transforms.
Mm-hmm.
It also transfers,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, so. With that being said, the part where he was saying going in and out of dimensions and being able to access these dimensions,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, unless he's done this,
mm-hmm.
you know, or an individual has experienced it,
mm-hmm.
then I don't believe that the masses will believe what he's saying. Just like Tiffany said, it's because he's selling it, you know.
Okay.
And it's you know, you. That part where an individual is blessed to retain knowledge and retain and be able to give it, and then he sells it. They call it selling it for fleeting gain.
Uh-huh.
So he's not really doing what's the word I'm looking for? I'm having a whole brain fart right now. But he's claiming that he's
okay,
doing
okay.
is like giving people free knowledge, but he's not. He's selling it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So that's what turns. That's what turns you off, and as well as Tiffany, the fact that he's selling knowledge.
Yeah,
and as Tiffany said, love is free.
I wouldn't say that it turns me off. It just makes me, like you said, question. You know, his perception, because it's still his perception too of what it is or what he's understanding. So you can't say that what he's saying is brass tack law. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's in there, you know, and just like I said, it's confirmation of some things, so I can agree with some of the things he's saying, but he's also missing some things, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right, right. We have a couple more minutes with Tiffany before she has to go. I wanted you to talk a little bit about the fifth dimension. We had a great conversation yesterday about the fifth dimension, and we know that that's your desire to, you know, dwell within the fifth dimension at this time and in this time and space. So when you think about the fifth dimension, and I want you to describe it as it is your world, like when you think of the fifth dimension, what does that feel like for you? That's a good question.
So initially, when I first started hearing 5D, I'll see you in the 5D. I thought I was going to have to die
right.
to get there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it used to scare me because, you know, we all grew up in church. And so it was kind of like, oh, man, is the 50, is 5D heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? What are my other options? You know,
mm-hmm, yeah,
like
mm-hmm.
it was, so I was panicking a little bit in search of 5D. I think I gained what I'm willing to accept as understanding of 5D. And that is, is 5D being full understanding
yeah.
of who you are.
Yeah.
It's when you start speaking up, like I just, you know, rest in peace, Brother Panic. He passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew of him, but didn't watch a bunch of his videos.
Okay.
I went to one today and was realizing, okay, he's talking about the things that I've gotten an understanding of in the sense that 5D is an understanding of yourself inside of this occult world, in a sense. An occult just means knowledge that is potentially hidden from you, and it's not an evil thing. So there's first dimension where you are born. I am born Tiffany LaShawn Wilson, and that is how that name is spelled, capital T, capital L, capital W.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's dimension two, where it begins to get into your straw man and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth dimension is your international being.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth dimension is who you are as a spirit being, which is who we were born. That is our birthright.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was what I've come to understand about the 5D and existing here in this realm with full knowledge of who you are as a universal spiritual being, that this flesh is simply what's holding us here.
Yeah.
Again, we don't die. And so I return to my 50, my spirit man.
That's right.
But I can enjoy that spirit man and the understanding of who I am in parameters of the laws of this realm, the laws of the universe, and how I'm only held to the laws of the universe. But you do have to, this realm is going to make you get that paperwork and all those other things in order for them to hold you in the same regard.
Slavery.
So I definitely thought I had to die to get to 5D, and really, I'm here. No.
And it was all a change of perspective, it seems, a mindset. And then it sounds like you had to get rid of some things that may have been holding you here, you know?
Yeah.
And so I know you got to go. What I got, like 30
I'm
seconds.
I'm good. Cause the show starts at 7.
Okay.
And then they do like 5 minutes before I have to get on.
Okay.
So if I can leave in 5 minutes, I can get upstairs and be okay.
Okay. So I got what, 2 more minutes or no?
Let me go ahead and say 5.
5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay. So what if you don't mind sharing with the people, what are some of the things emotionally or even mentally that you feel like you had to drop off, that you had to get rid of, that you had to cast out of your beingness in order for you to ascend and become light as a feather, as we discussed?
I don't think you get rid of it entirely.
Mm-hmm.
I think because we are in this 3D realm, you can slip in and out. This is Mike could have been what he meant. You can slip in and out of these realms. You can slip lower into this 3D.
Mm-hmm.
But go going towards 5 and 6, you're going to lose this encasing, is my belief. So what I had to get rid of in order to manifest the way I wanted to was I had hatred, fear. Fear is the opposite of love, so they can't almost exist at the same time.
Right, right.
And so I had to forgive. I had to be willing to forget some of the things that, you know, like I used to have this fear like, oh, I don't want to disappoint you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Jesus was going through it, but one thing I also knew was that this person that we called Jesus or Mikhail the Deck or whatever, he was going through the same things we were going through,
right.
You know? And so there was no disappointing. And I also have come to realize with your help too that once we leave here, we don't have the same, we don't hold those angers and those issues that we embodied here. So I, you know, I had to push past that too, like okay, even if I do, you know, mess up, anything outside of this case, it ain't tripping, you know, with me figuring it out.
That's right, that's right. I think we're here to figure it out.
Would you
think on that?
Would you say that once you gave up all the hate and you know,
I still battle, don't trip.
Well, you know, I know you still do, but you said in order to get to that fifth dimension, though, you know, would you say that was a blessing? Once you released it, you know what I'm saying, and you did ascend to the fifth dimension, would you say that was a blessing once you ascended?
Yeah. I actually don't even use the word blessing anymore because of what I'm learning. Blessing, you know, they trick us.
They do. And that was, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No big deal. Blessing is what I'm.
What you're learning.
You started. I have to go. But, yeah, blessing is to be less. So, no, I am bliss. I felt a change in my life entirely. And I had already learned before there was nothing in my future that I didn't put there. But it didn't click until I understood who I was as a spirit being and that I am the creator. And that I can speak it. And I'm seeing now that it's happening way faster. The things I speak are showing up really fast. That even scared me, like, wait a minute, because then I realized I needed to be really specific, because what I said was showing up quickly, and I was like, oh, but I didn't mean that. And so I had to be really specific.
Well, I love you, and I'm gonna have you back. We got to keep doing this because there's so much more, so many more jewels that we can talk about with you and explore and dive more into your career and just Tiffany Wilson, the person. So I know you have a lot more to say. I keep trying to get you to come on here and do Tiffany's Corner. Okay, good, good, good. So I know.
Thank you so much. I'm like, I mean, they can't fool. They'll start without me.
Do people even say that anymore?
Yeah, they do. I hear it every day.
So you can be in the cast. I was like, yesterday years old when I learned what that meant.
So that's what that means?
Yeah, break a leg so you can be in the cast.
I just learned.
Yeah, it's good luck.
I just learned.
Okay, well, maybe come back next Thursday. I know it's going to be like the same time, but we'll get more information.
Yeah, I'm down to come back as much as you have.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love it.
I love what you're doing here, and it's brilliant. Thank you so much for having me. Nice meeting you, Billboy.
Likewise.
Edouard. It was a pleasure.
Talk to you later.
To speak with all of you.
Okay, and I will talk to you soon. And sing pretty, as our mom say, Shirley, as our Shirley say.
When I get up there.
Sing pretty.
I love you all.
All right, love you too. Okay, that was dope, huh?
It was.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so we can keep dealing with that. We probably have another one we can show. Show one of the TikTok videos. God, you got to just kind of pick one at this point. We get deep over here, Billboy.
I see.
But we definitely want to hear all about you and what you've been doing. I know you said you're going on tour with Boosie.
Well, I just came off like an 8-city tour.
Okay. Wow.
Who was your tour with?
Eventually, I'll be going back on tour, probably like the first of the year.
Do you know which areas you're hitting on that tour, or is it countrywide?
Well, I just came off an A-City tour in the South. So
okay.
My next plan is to head west.
Beautiful. Congratulations.
California area, Sacramento, Oakland, Vegas, Arizona.
And if the people want to follow you right now, where can they do that at to see what you're up to and see when you're doing something next?
The best place to follow me is on Instagram for sure.
Yeah.
At JetBoyCast_19. I am on Facebook as well under BillBoyCast. So you can follow me on there as well.
Good thing,
probably
you guys, because we got
like some exclusive videos of people I've been around, people houses, superstars houses I've been over and stuff of that nature.
Okay, that's dope. And the good thing is we got it right there under you, your Instagram. Do we got another video, Tony? Okay, so we're going to show another video, and let's deal with this current event that's going on.
48 years of study, I'm going to give you a secret. Nothing in this world is what you think it is. Nothing operates the way you think it does. Government does not work the way you think it does.
It's not about people voting for a president.
No, it has nothing to do with that. We're talking money. We're talking control, corporations, big business, period. End of sentence. Religion is a corporation. It's all the religions of the Western world, especially in the Western world, all religions operate under maritime admiralty law. Maritime admiralty is the law of water. There are only two things on the earth: land and water. So there are two kinds of law, the law of the land and the law of water. The law of the land is the custom of the people who live on a particular piece of land. So the law of the land is different in every country. So the custom of the people living on a particular piece of land is called the law of the land. But there is also a larger, far more important law on the earth. It's called the law of the sea, the law of the water. That law is referred to in courts as maritime admiralty. Maritime admiralty is the law of water. Once you understand the law of water, it opens up a world of occult hidden symbols and hidden foundations on how we live.
What are some of those laws that we're not aware of?
Oh, my goodness. When you walk into a courtroom, why do you go to court? You play basketball on a court. You play tennis on a court. Yeah, how do you play tennis on a court? You play with a racket. Come on. And so the judge walks out. He rules from the bench. Right? Look it up in a Latin dictionary. The word bench is a bank in Latin. So the judge is ruling for the bank. That's why he wears a black robe, because the black robe represents the planet Saturn, the god of banking and law. The black robe represents the planet Saturn, who in the ancient world was called Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
Well, he is Lord of the Rings. And so women were told in the ancient world to listen to their god, so they would wear an earring. Men were to get married before their god, so they wear a wedding ring, because Saturn was Lord of the Rings, and he is also the inhibitor. He was the one who holds you back. He represents government, banking, the police department, all kinds of institutions that are powerful that can hold you back. He was the inhibitor, the judge, the court, the government.
The structure in
the structure,
astrology.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Saturn was the inhibitor who holds you back.
The truth is hidden in plain sight, and this is how they hide everything. If you are looking for the knowledge that has been hidden from us, that explains how actually powerful you are. If you want to know what you are and where you are, this ebook will literally unveil that for you. And ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free.
Yeah. That was pretty deep. So I'm going to let you start off with that, deal with that.
That right there was, I've seen that video before, but I didn't listen to it all the way through, the part where he was talking about Saturn being the inhibitors, and then the judges are representation of Saturn, Lord of the Rings, and that the judge rules from the bench. I mean, he represents the bank. So, mm-hmm. So him representing the bank, and you're in court, so of course, you know, they are against you. The bank doesn't want to give you any money. The bank don't want to give you no money.
But yet they want to make it all.
Unless you got, you know, good credit.
Or they want to use your money to leverage everything else. So it's your money in there, and they tell you how to do it, what to do with it, how to spend it, when to take it out, when you can, when you can't, all those things.
Just freeze your card up. All year. We thought somebody was stealing your card, and it's you.
It's the bank. So that he's very knowledgeable. Jordan Maxwell.
The guy, the older man, his name is Jordan Maxwell. Okay. I interviewed him several times over the years before he passed away maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
In the world that I'm in, in the paranormal and all that stuff, he was one of the top. And he was part of the Masons. He said he would sit in when like George Bush would call the top Mason when while he was in the room asking for advice when he was president.
Yeah.
So he said there's symbols for everything in plain sight. Religion is a farce, according to him. And so, he's pretty a wealth of knowledge lost when he died.
But you have several interviews, for about 4 years. 4 years of interviews on him?
I've interviewed him probably about four times in about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And I actually went to his apartment in Vegas because he was getting older and couldn't really travel. And so we happened to be there and he invited us over and we got to interview him in his living room. And he was just in awe. It's like listening to your grandfather tell the stories, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
All that knowledge is archived now. So we,
Sure.
Yeah.
So he believed that religion was fake.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, religion was set up for power.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, look at even the Mason, you know, or Knights of the Templar before they were Masons. You know, they established to protect the Pope, and the Pope got jealous because the Knights Templars became popular, and the Pope sent an army and destroyed the majority of the Knights Templar, and they all went into hiding and. So, yeah, jealous Pope.
Yeah.
And power.
And there's a lot of that in religion.
Yeah, I believe the same thing. You know, what I've come to understand about religion is it's been rewritten for one main purpose, and it's for control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind control. So,
yeah.
But what I always say to people is that, you know, although their religion is, it has been manipulated and saturated with it's called heresy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's part truth, a lot of omissions, so they will use certain truth to make you seem like you're going the right way, but then it veers off to the left. That's what makes it, it's still a lie, you know what I'm saying? It's still, because it's not true, but you know, the creator's words have power. So if you use part of the word and then you use your word and with you have power inside of you, then you know, you're doing your own thing.
Did we lose our other guest?
No, he's there.
Oh, okay.
I think he just muted his stuff.
So we do have a caller he's trying to get on. Is there any other callers on there?
Actually, there's a couple.
Okay. Let's see. Did he mute it?
Asking him to come back on.
Did he want to deal with this conversation?
What happened?
TikTok is a wealth of knowledge. You can get a lot of information. I don't like watching the news anyway. The news itself has always been very depressing to me.
Right.
So,
and it's all one note. It depends on the station you watch.
Yep.
It doesn't matter which way you go.
I don't know if you remember when we had Timothy Arden Smith on here. This was in 2021. First, Tobias Smith came, and then we showed the video. Was it The Hidden Truth? It was about slaves in 2010 south.
I do remember that. Yeah.
Okay, so then his father came on, which is Timothy Arden. And he used to he's retired, but he was, you know, a newscaster, and I think he worked for Fox and all the different stations. And he said that their job was to instill fear. That's what they did. Like every day, like in their meetings, it's like, okay,
it's powerful.
Go team, go! Make them afraid.
Again, religion.
Yeah,
religion instill fear.
Yeah, that's what the church is too. You know, I used to ask questions all the time when I was growing up. I grew up in a Christian church. But when I would sit there and I would be listening to them talk, I would always ask, like, why do you always talk about the bad things?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know what I'm saying? If you don't do this, if you don't do this, bad things are going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's real fear-based, yeah. I agree with that. What you think, Bill Boy? Did you, that man said
a lot of stuff I really don't even know nothing about.
It's a deep show. It's a critical thinking type of show today. We just kind of wanted to these are the things that we sit in our living room and talk on the phone about. And, you know, they tend to call us conspiracy theorists, but we're just critical thinkers. We just know that we just didn't drink the Kool-Aid. We didn't just go for everything that was fed to us. It didn't resonate, you know, with our spirit. And I think that when something doesn't resonate with your spirit, that speaks volumes. That's my system. That's the system that I use to know if I'm on the right track or if I'm dealing with the right person or if the person is saying something to me that's real. I use spirit. If it does not resonate with my spirit, I don't consume it. I kick it out. I toss it out. And then the onus is on you to make me believe it. But as for me and my spirit, that comes first, you know?
When he spoke about the judge, and he spoke about the bank. It make a whole lot of sense because the judge don't want nothing but the money. They don't care if you was innocent or not.
Yeah,
they say you're innocent until you're proven guilty, but it's almost like you guilty from any moment that something goes wrong.
That's right. It's guilty until proven innocent, for real, because they can lock you up based on somebody saying you did something.
Yeah.
And make you pay to get out, you know, while you await trial to prove your innocence because somebody said you did something.
Yeah, but the thing about that is that, you know, if they lose, they lose big, you know. So
But how often do they lose?
Whenever the person is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
That's how often they lose. You got, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, just because a person gets accused that they're not guilty of it. You know what I'm saying? But there are a lot of times where individuals get accused of things and they are guilty. And then there's times that they're not guilty. So the individuals that are not guilty, that's when they get proved not guilty. You have to have proof. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you've got to have hard proof. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to take your word for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But they take the person's word for it that said you did the thing.
Exactly. They take their word.
That's upside down.
Exactly. They take their word for it because it's in their best. It's in the bank's best interest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. We have a couple of callers on the line. Who we have on there first, Tony?
Deidre.
Hey, Deidre.
She should be on.
Good evening. How's everyone doing?
All is well.
Hold on, I got a little bit of an echo.
Okay.
She had a big echo.
I'm leaving. a lot of things. Y'all touched on a lot of things this evening.
Mm-hmm.
First, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Don't know where I want to begin.
Say hello to my guest, Bill Boy.
Hello to Bill Boy.
Good evening.
Hello. Hello to Edouard. Hello to.
How are you?
And then you know Tony is up here.
Hey, Tony.
Hello.
But the last thing that we were talking about, do you want to deal with that one or do you want to go back to the Billy Carson in regards to us being able to move through different dimensions?
Well, I wanted to go back to the different dimensions.
Okay.
And the part where you were saying, do you believe that you can go through different dimensions? I agree with everyone about him being a part of trying to get the profit of the money. But as far as being able to go through the different dimensions, I think it's kind of like he's lining up his chakras to be able to get to those dimensions.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
Each level you have to ground yourself to get to the next level. So it's like you are shedding of some things, you're planting some things, you're removing some things to get to that next level. I don't think that you have to leave the one body to get to the next body, but
That's right.
Do have to let go of some things to get to the next level.
That's right.
But, so that's the only thing I had to say about the different levels.
No, like,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It sounds like you're describing lucid dreaming. Because in a lucid dream, you can go to different planes, too. You know what lucid dreaming is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot of I think that a lot of people get it confused because they'll have a dream. And a lucid dream is like, you know, the dreams where you're flying and you're going different places and you're just immediately somewhere else. You know, you're jumping through portals. What do you think?
Elusive dreaming, yes, but for me, it would be more of an you're aiming to get there, so you're not really dreaming. It's more of a in order for me to get to my next level, I have to free myself of some things.
Yep, I agree. Totally agree. And that's what, you know, Tiffany was speaking on as well, like, you know, just getting rid of some things. And the biggest thing that we can do for ourselves in order to ascend and to reach that fifth dimension is forgiveness. And that starts with forgiving ourselves. And then we go into forgiving others, anybody, and for everything all the time. In addition to that, wishing them well, just as well as you wish yourself, wish them well. And that's freedom. That's freedom because you're not holding on to anything. It's not bogging you down. And in order to hold somebody a prisoner, you have to be there to stand guard. So then you're a prisoner yourself. So don't hold yourself and somebody else a prisoner to that thing they did, because chances are they're going about their life. They're going about their way. That's just their MO. That's how they operate. Whereas we tend to be stuck in those moments, arrested development. Arrested development means we are stuck in that place. We did not develop past that particular traumatic thing that happened. And see, now with saying that, you can see how it is that it can hold us back from ascending, because our development, our elevation, our evolution is arrested. So forgiveness and letting things go is, I believe, the key to freedom and ascension. But we're down to like these last 15 minutes. So thank you, Deidre, for coming on. I want to get to these next. Is it two more callers? Okay. I want to get to this next caller. Thank you, Deidre, for holding it down and coming on for us and speaking some wisdom to us.
Yeah, have a good evening.
All right, you too. Who we got next, Tony?
Ruben,
how are you?
Yes. I'm fine.
Good. We can hear you loud and clear. So
yeah,
I'm
Ruben Thompson.
Okay.
I'm in the Houston, Texas area.
Okay.
I have a barber shop called Professional Touch.
Okay.
I'm located at 10701 Jones Road, Houston, Texas, 77065.
All right.
I've been a licensed barber for 12 years here in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a real nice facility. I'm inside of a Domain nail bar, so you can get your nails, your feet done. You can get we have an esthetician, we have a tattoo artist, we have a piercing lady, we have locks.
Ruben,
you got
thank you for the promo. But we had some subjects that we were speaking on. Is there anything that you want to speak about? We showed a little bit of Billy Carson talking about the several dimensions that we can access. And we also we played a video from, what's his name? Jordan Maxwell, who gave us a whole wealth of knowledge in regards to the law of the land versus the law of the sea. So is there anything that you wanted to deal with on that?
I was just starting off with that because AZ, brother, one of my customers, AZ, brought me to this platform.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
He told me that I could plug my business and also speak to the panel. So I was just giving a quick bio. Sorry I took too much time.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
Just giving a little introduction there.
Yes, thank you for the information.
I am a student historian. I'm also currently writing a book. The name of my book is called Mental Incarceration, The Rise and Fall of Western Religions. I have tons of mentors and a couple that I speak to. Professor James Smalls, Anthony Broder, Chancellor Williams, Destruction of Black Civilization. The list goes on, right? I'm familiar with Sonetta TV. So this conversation is, you know, 19 Keys, Brother Polite, Young Pharaoh. You know, I'm pretty savvy to a lot of the, you know, historians that are in New York and things of that nature, right? So with that said, talking about dimensions and things of that nature, I from my knowledge, dimensions come in a lot of different forms. It can come through the lucid dreams that he mentioned, like you feel like you fall in, you feel like this is happening, this is happening, you wake up. Sometimes they feel so real that I've had dreams where I went to use the restroom, and I enjoyed the dream. I got back into the dream to finish it.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then some of them are so spooky that, you know, you don't even want to, because I've had one, you know, just to be candid, I killed somebody in my dream and buried them, right?
Wow.
And sometimes that dream comes to me every now and then, and I try to wake up and get rid of it because it's giving me more details. You know what I'm saying? So it never happened, you know, whoever's listening, you know, but it's just something that happened. It doesn't give me a lot of details on how I did it, but I buried them in some park or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are real to me. Not real, like literally real, but they feel real. Sometimes, you know what I mean? So I've never done drugs, but I heard the drugs can give somebody that state of dimensions as well, too. You know, I think Young Pharaoh was talking about mushrooms,
you know,
and acid and stuff like that can give you a trip of going to certain dimensions. So is it real? I say yes, because in the dream state, you are going in different dimensions.
That's right. Time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the psychedelics that you mentioned, like mushrooms, acid, ayahuasca, what they do is they remove the veil, because until that third eye is popped open and decalcified and we wake up.
The pineal gland.
Mm-hmm, to our own consciousness, there's a veil. But psychedelics is a quick way to get there without doing all of the spiritual work that you can just do on your own to get there without an aid. It's not a bad thing. You know, again, it removes the veil so that you can see clearly. And you literally can see, you know, with your eyes closed, you can literally see through the pineal gland. So, yeah, I totally agree. Anyone on the panel want to speak to that?
Well, he pretty much
denied it.
Yeah, he did it because the part where he was saying about the drugs do that too. Yeah, drugs removes the veil. That's why, you know, you have people, they'll be standing, like the other day I was driving down the street, and, you know, the lady was just standing in the street and she was talking, and she thought she was somewhere else and didn't realize she was in the middle of the street. So I agree, those are different dimensions too when veils are spiritual veils are removed off of the spiritual eye, you know. So, and because a person who's on drugs, they're not eating, so they're fasting.
Yeah.
So, you know, you fast to get to those points too, you know. That's how a lot of different sages would do that, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. That's true. I do intermittent fasting, and I can.
Yeah,
I
intermittent can, fasting is what it's called. Exactly. That's how you get the different dimensions and the different planes, and your eyes will start seeing things spiritually when you close your eyes, you know what I'm saying, or even when your eyes are open. So, you know, the drugs, like you guys said, the mushroom trip and things of that nature, and you have an individual that's doing it constantly for days upon time, that's how you get to that point anyway when it comes to the intermittent fasting. But these people are doing hardcore fasting. They're not eating at all.
Well, Ruben, thank you for calling in. This is one of those shows that we're definitely going to have to do again. Got a little bit of a late start today. So we need this whole 90 minutes to deal with these subjects. I have a lot, lots of content that I would like to show. So we're going to continue this and do this show again next Thursday so we can continue having these very important conversations. But again, thank you, Ruben, thank you, Ruben, for chiming in on that.
Hopefully this can turn into like a podcast. So I don't know where y'all going with this or how long y'all been doing this, but it looks like y'all on the right track.
Guess what, Ruben? You did call into a podcast. That's what you
did. It looked like a podcast.
Yeah. That's what's happening right now. And to answer your question, we've been doing it for 2.5 years. So if you just go to Facebook or YouTube at Amira the Songstress or 2020 Vision, you will see the show. Everyone is hearing you now on Facebook land, YouTube land, Twitter land, and everyone is watching live right now. So you can go watch the show front facing. So if you wanted to do that when you get off, that way you can see what it all looks like. And again, we'll have you back.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And once I get my nervousness down, I'm very knowledgeable. I have $1,000 library at the house. You know, I go pretty far, all the way to Mesopotamia, to Egypt. You know, I can walk.
That's dope.
I can travel pretty far.
That's dope.
Pretty dope.
We love it. Okay, well, we're coming down to those last few minutes. Thank you, Ruben. We want to get some information on Vilboy before we go. We want to know what's next for you. I know you told us a little bit about it earlier. Reiterate that for us. What's next for you? Did you send us a website that we can show?
Yes.
Can you pull it in and then give it to Tony? Okay, so just what's next for you, your last comments and your handles. But let's start out with what's next for you. And while we are pulling up your website, just speak to us a little bit about what you're doing.
What's next for me is November 26th, Vicksburg, Mississippi. It's a beauty and barber competition going on. And they will have Boosie and performance, and I will be performing also.
Dope.
I'm going to take a break until like New Year's.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come back full-fledged. I got an album ready to bring out.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit them with the Brick by Brick video.
Brick by Brick. Okay. So
that's my single. It's kind of blowing up around the world.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So he sent a single too? Did he send a single?
Well, no, he didn't send a single.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we'll get a drop from you when we get off air. We'll get a drop from you, and then we'll push single too, and then we'll play it on the next show as well. So that way.
I've been in like a comedy sitcom called Uncle Billy is One in Every Family. I was on Desi Banks' gas station video.
Yeah.
So I plan to do more skits in the year 2024 leading up to my own short stories and my own films. So movies are the next thing I'm pushing to be my own film director. I own a record company, which is Vilboy Entertainment. It's also a clothing line. It's also a film company. So
yeah.
I'm finna reach into my bag.
That's right. You in your bag. You all the way in there.
I'm about to give the people some stuff that they never seen. Coming from me, you know.
The
different side of me, the funny side of me, the serious side of me. And also I highlight the things that I've been through in my life, like dealing with health issues, like surviving a massive heart attack.
Oh, okay.
Going through a situation where I was in a wheelchair. Getting up out the wheelchair and start washing cars to coming up to your people you thought was your day one, set you up and rob you. And you just overcome all those situations. And then you get this beat and then you just like riding around trapping and
you write your life story on this beat. And from there, it's like history from where I'm coming from, Centerville, Illinois, East St. Louis, Illinois. We don't really see too many people really make it in the music industry. All we can hear is stories like Miles Davis. So I'm ready to get a world of blues, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, congratulations. And, you know, we're happy over here that you're doing your thing to the fullest. You said record label, was clothing line. You said touring. You said writing.
I'm a Gemini, so
I didn't know.
I juggle it all.
I get it now. And you're about your paper. That's enough said. Enough said. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Tell the people your handles again where they can reach you. And we want to have you back. We want to have you back so that we can do a full show about you. So Edouard, he'll schedule that with you. But for now, just tell the people where they can get a hold to you again.
Okay. You can most definitely find me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's at JetBoyCast_19.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there on the screen.
Yes.
Or you can type in VillBoyCast. On any social media, like anywhere, just type it into Google and everything will start just popping up. My albums, my songs, my videos on YouTube, my Facebook, my Twitter. Hey, yeah, I'm everywhere. For real.
Everywhere, as you should be. Did we find his website?
www.thehiphopfraternity.com.
There it is.
The Hip Hop Fraternity is a hip hop organization that I'm in. I actually was the first artist of it. It's ran by Ken Ivey.
There it is.
Senior, which is better known as Pimpin' Ken. And we got Ice T as one of our leaders on the board. We got Boosie. We got a lot of industry heavy hitters. We just got KRS-One.
That's
so
dope.
We got some powerful people bringing in some things. We got chapters in 35 cities around the world.
Yeah.
Starting one in California, right?
We also have Sacramento, California right now.
That's dope.
Yeah, and we're building a bridge to where we can get to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the surrounding cities in California. And I'll be coming out there to help them pretty soon. So.
Oh, okay. So we'll see. You can come in studio this time when you come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for having us. You know, I want to thank Edouard for bringing such a wonderful guest to the show. We got to have you come back, you know.
And I'm going to give y'all a little secret. I ain't even going to tell nobody else but y'all show. I'm doing something with HHF that's pretty big. Hip-hop is moving into the White House. I'll just leave it at that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's bananas. Okay, that's an exclusive. And I have that. We have that on recording.
Yeah.
So that's an exclusive. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Man, that was a dream come true right there. That was a journalist dream come true, what he just did. So thank you. Could you stick around after the show goes off? I wanted to have you do a drop for us. So if you could stick around, that would be great.
Cool, for sure.
And then, Edouard, what are your last comments? It's time for us to get out of here. Been time for us to get out of here. But what are your last comments?
I would say don't eat yellow snow.
Don't eat yellow snow. Well, I'll be there.
It's about to get cold outside. I don't eat no yellow snow.
Well, fortunately, we don't get snow on this side of the hemisphere. what are your handles, Edouard?
You can find me at Chief Louis Bag. The God on Instagram, Louis.
You gotta
Bags,
say the God.
And you gotta say the God. Facebook, Louis Bags, YouTube, Chief Louis Bag. It's just Chief Louis Bag everywhere. So.
Okay, you guys. This has been another episode of 2020 Vision, and the message is what it always is: love, life, and light. You know, we're gonna go through things. We're going to permeate through the universe. We're going to find out how to permeate our way through different dimensions. We're going to seek accurate knowledge. We're going to seek evolution. And the end result is we're going to rise. You might as well. You might as well jump on, because evolution is going to happen anyway. Accurate knowledge is going to happen anyway. Now is the time to wake up. Now is the time to be thoroughly awake. Now is the time to see with all your eyes. Now is the time to be in spirit. In other words, stay inspired. My name is Amira the Songstress, and you can find me on everything at Amira the Songstress, wherever you like to listen, be it Spotify,
iTunes, or wherever you like to look, be it YouTube or Facebook. And remember, stay focused.
No regrets, no regrets. No regrets.
Let me fix my crown, baby. Like domino, yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you, like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess, rising high so you know I'm blessed. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a reflex. No regrets, no regrets, no regrets. Oh, I'm so happy, baby. Yeah, I'm turned on and tuned into that frequency. Bring love and light and healing in my energy. Hear a major difference in these minor melodies. And I don't know why you're familiar faces in strange places, they don't ever change. You should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a reflex. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess, rising high so you know I'm blessed. Oh, yeah. Getting close. I'm up next, no regrets, making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close. Don't take a second, second guess, rising high so you know I'm blessed. I came with the keys to the industry. I came with the keys to the industry.
See hair and everything, and super excited to be here and to be able to speak about my world, but right now everything just came back to normal. And be here. Experience and how.
Thank you. Well, let's just. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Well, let's just start off with the concept. So you have this really cool.
Of course.
Can you explain to use behind this hotel?
Of course. So I am from a hospitality
behind this hotel.
Of course. So actually some Reiki classes. So we also teach Reiki there. And so that was like the heart of the project. So that was like the heart of the was supposed to be, I think it was the hardest. To be at the heart of the hotel. And then with that, Mexican and French, and that I love food and wine. It was a real into this plant-based food, that food and wine. It was a real challenge to be able to. Elevated plant-based food into a world. The whole
Hi, darlings.
I'm here.
I'm going to make sure my makeup, I'm using you as a mirror. See, look. Okay.
Oh, a gorgeous mirror.
Gorgeous house. Mirror
on
the
wall.
Who's the biggest narcissist of all?
Me.
That's me.
But if you say me, then you're not a narcissist, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Boring. Okay.
Boring. Okay, let me turn this down.
You must have got your hair's getting longer.
Yeah. Let me ask you this while we have 3 minutes. When you met Will, your husband, did you know it right away?
Yeah.
I think I met somebody that I know it right away.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Who'd that be?
I mean, I might be wrong, but, you know, like.
But, see, still got those urges and feelings.
So, thank goodness that I broke out in a little roseola, because my dermatologist who did that horrible skin procedure on
me. Right.
You know, he checked my skin. He said it was looking great, which I agree. Look at this. Look at that draw.
No, you look amazing.
I know. He really did a great job. And so he sent me to CVS, and this guy started smiling and then eventually talking to me. And he's such a sweetheart.
Wow. Look
he's
at you. You still
he's
got
it. He's an adorable, darling man.
You still got it.
And he's actually age appropriate. He's only 2 years older than I am. Perfect.
So 42?
Yeah. But I think he might be the one.
That's great. Have you went on a date?
Tomorrow, he's taking me to this restaurant called Joffrey's on a first
date. Oh, yeah, in Malibu.
Yeah, on a first date.
Wow, that's fancy.
I know.
Good for you.
I hate sheep little shits, so he's proving himself not to be a... And he lives like 5 minutes from me in the hills.
Oh, really? Wow. So what's he do?
He's a builder, like contractor builder.
Oh, wow.
He builds projects.
Wow.
So he's not a poor fuck either.
That's great.
Not great?
So now you're kind of going in equal.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's like smart and sweet and kind and... Yeah, like amazing. So, well, you know.
Well, let me know how it goes.
I will.
I'll be the flower girl.
Maybe I want you to be. Maybe we'll actually have a double date at some point in life.
That would be fun.
I know. Right. I'll keep you posted.
Yes, please do. Please do. I want to hear it. All right, you ready? It's 8 o'clock.
I'm ready. Okay. Right. How many people in the chat room?
Let me look.
Eight?
Oh, no, nine today. Ooh.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Our loyal peeps.
Type video and yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Judy WTF, what the Freud, and tonight's topic is really actually my favorite topic. It is a topic near and dear to my heart. It even is what I use for my logo, which are those three interconnecting circles. You can find them on my website, Psychological Healing Center, and really all over any material that has my name on it. So what is the topic? It is synergy, the only game in town. Synergistic relationships. What are synergistic relationships? I'm going to get into that. Most people do not have synergistic relationships. So let me talk a little bit about what it's not. So a non-synergistic relationship is based on other motives of being in the relationship, like power, control, getting something from somebody, whether it be the eye candy that they present or the thick wallet that they present or any number of commodities that they supposedly bring to the relationship. And, you know, it is natural that we want commodities. I mean, we're not, I'm not against people getting together to enhance each other, even financially or ideas-wise or in any way possible. It's just that synergy is a different type of model. And the model goes like this. One plus one is greater than who you are and who the other person is. In other words, who you are and who that other person is in a relationship, whether it be a marriage or a romantic relationship or a business relationship or a friendship, the point is that you and that other person enhance each other and bring out each other's light. So why is this not happening? Why isn't this just a common dynamic in a relationship? Well, first of all, it's not that common because of our childhood wounds. And I want to get into that and what's blocking us from having this paradigm shift, as I like to call it, into a new way of being and a new way of seeing. And I talk a lot about this in many of my videos and also the new video that I have finally released called, Thank You, Healing from Narcissistic Abuse, the Be the Cause Mind Map Journey video series. And you can see the logo in the background, those three interconnecting circles, and then the circle on the far left-hand corner, which represents synergy, meaning one plus one is greater than two. So why aren't we living that way? Well, we're not living that way because we're living in panels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And for those of you who absolutely don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. I'm going to break it down. I'm referring to my mind map, which is a system that I created for healing and for identifying childhood wounds, how we react, how we encode all that mess, and how it breaks us down into panel number 4, chaos, 5, defenses, and 6, ultimate breakdowns. So why are we spinning around in panels 4, 5, 6 endlessly? As a human race, we are spinning around on a micro level. Now we're ramping it up on a macro level. We're having clashes, major clashes. You can see panel six is also a metaphor for major breakdowns and wars and all kinds of atrocities. So on a micro level, that's where it all starts. Why are we this way on a macro level? Because we're this way on a micro level. So on a micro level, let's go to panel number one and see what's going on, because there's a cause behind why we are not functioning synergistically as a human race, and definitely not even on a one-on-one relationship level. So if you look at the light in the background, that represents you, the best of your best. The light is your, as Maslow, Dr. Maslow calls it, the self-actualized potential of you. I like to refer to it as the big I, the big manifested self of the me. And then all of those little dots in the shadows represent all of the blockages that block us from becoming the best of our best. So you can see all those shadows really block our light and don't allow us to grow. And not only do they not allow us to grow, but they damage our psyche. So I want to go through them. And then related to why we're not behaving synergistically. So I'm going to go into the wounds of childhood, which are obviously verbal abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, control and smothering. Let's see, what have I left out here? Neglect, physical, emotional neglect. And then what I like to refer to as the narcissistic wound, which is the wound of apathy. So when you have parents who just don't care, or they don't care enough, they create a real severe disconnect from their own children. So it's sort of like a one-way bond going on. So let's say mommy or daddy is not all that present and doesn't really have a big emotional investment in you, but you're invested in your parents because they are your caregivers. They are your life source. They are your food source. They are your shelter source. They're everything to you. So if it's backwards in that they don't put into you, but you're connected to them, it creates a system gone wrong. And that's why I like to talk about things in a systemic way. And this sets people up to have a reversal of systems. So instead of mom and baby being synergistic and attuned and mirroring to each other and bonded correctly to each other and creating a safe haven of a relationship, when that doesn't happen, we're missing the blueprint for synergy. So let's remember that the first real synergistic relationship we have as a model is the one we have with our primary caregiver, secondary caregiver, usually father, family, grandparents, and extended family, and so on. And if we're missing that structure, then we're missing the building blocks for synergy. And it gets deeper than that, because in order to form a healthy sense of self, as Dr. John Bowlby says, we have to be mirrored, we have to be attuned to, we have to have consistency, we have to have a sense of unconditional love. Those are necessary ingredients for mental health. And when all of that is missing, it's really hard to form a me. Okay, why? Because let's move to panel number two. If we don't have all of that mirroring and the attunement and the unconditional love and the nurturing, it cracks us up. And there we have it. Our cracked lens of perception of the world begins to form, and we react instead of feeling soothed and safe and comfortable and contained. We start cracking up and reacting. And this cracking up business, I'm pointing to part of our brain called the amygdala, the fight, flight, freeze, fawn, the part that experiences trauma. So if you've been traumatized, not only by obvious trauma like being beaten, I'm talking about traumatized by being left alone and not cared for and not made to feel safe and not made to feel seen and not made to feel that that you're important. So if all that is missing, then we don't have really anybody on the outside to calm us down. And when we don't have that, we can't develop a nice, strong sense of ability to soothe, calm ourselves, develop into a human being that has a level of trust, because that's where trust starts to break, is when we bond to caregivers that are not in our favor, that do not nourish us and support us. Then the trust starts to break, and then let me move to panel number three, which is these horrible negative core beliefs. So you can see the blueprint gone wrong. There it is, the background, hazy, polluted, dysfunctional. The bonds are not healthy bonds. They don't really allow people to climb the ladder and grow. You could see the little people on the ladder sitting around, standing around, lying around, just walking around, doing nothing. They're not evolving. And then they're in this atmosphere of toxicity, which is a metaphor for the toxic family environment. So can you see how it's very, very hard to have a blueprint that builds for an outcome of synergy when your original bond is toxic, when originally you are abused and neglected, when originally you don't have the psychological goodies? And thank you so much for calling, and I love when people call in. So hello, what is the name that you
hello
need? Hi, what name would you like me to call you by?
Call me Judy too.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Judy.
Judy?
Yes.
Oh, well, we have that in common. Okay, nice to meet you. I will not forget your name, I promise.
Okay. Nice to meet you too.
Thank you. So have you been listening to me for a while, or is this your first exposure to the mind map and my system of healing?
I came across it last December, so not quite a year ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's made a huge difference. I was getting counseling before and working through PTSD, and really it was from childhood abuse and neglect. And
sorry.
Yeah, so the counseling and everything helped me, but things were okay, but I wanted something more, and I came across your material, and in that span of time, like, my life has really changed. And my husband and I, we have for the most of the time, it's this synergistic connection between us now instead of one that was unconsciously competitive.
Yes. Well, I want to hear how you got there. How deeply did you get involved in the book? Did you read the book? Did you watch any of my videos? Did you take any sessions with any of the staff?
No, I listened to the podcast. I listened to a lot of podcasts, and I did get your book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like that missing piece that I wasn't getting from my counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And it just helped to tie everything in together. And it was so important to understand that a lot of these things or the problems I was encountering was because of those unmet childhood needs. And once I realized that, it was, then it just kind of rolled and rolled, and one realization led into another.
Well, I'm so delighted to hear that, because that's the way the mind map is structured, right? So that you're just, my pet peeve is unorganized therapy, where you just go in and you talk and then you come back and you talk more. It does have value to some people, but I like to leave people with a psychoeducation. I like to connect the dots, as you could tell. I like people to understand the unconscious so that it doesn't rule them. And so when we get to deconstruct who done it, what happened, why we're repeating this, why we're doing the Freud repetition principle, then we have knowledge, and then we could see, I didn't create that blueprint. I didn't create those core beliefs. That wasn't anything that I chose. And so now, do I really need it? And does it serve me? So what did you start to find out about yourself that that obviously wasn't serving you and your husband, and maybe creating more of what you call the power and control dynamics?
Yeah, well, the first that I had was I realized that my husband would act in this passive aggressive way. Mm-hmm. And then we would have our little spat. And then I realized, because my 50% in it is I'm more overtly trying to control while he does it covertly. And we could both see how our childhood led us to these coping behaviors. And it didn't unwind right away, like once I realized it, but it was, I think one of the most important things for me to learn from your material was this, I think that mother-infant bond, like that first connection, that first love bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that was missing in my connection from my childhood. And it was, I didn't know, I could understand it intellectually, but I just couldn't kind of make that leap inside. So I planned a mushroom trip, and I did it with the intention of connecting and experiencing that, what that bond would have been like had it happened.
Amazing.
And sure enough, that's what happened in this trip. And it was just this kind of, that was the real turning point, because once I really felt like I connected that love inside, and then it was just everything started to build onto that. But without that as the foundation, nothing else would have ever felt really solid.
So when you went on the mushroom trip, I'm assuming it was like microdosing yourself, yeah?
No, in this particular one, I did a 4.5 gram trip. So it would have been a really intense one.
Okay.
And it was, I had the safe structure and everything around, and I it wasn't done foolishly. It was done with real intention and real awareness and knowledge about how to do that. But it was just having that information available that you had, and in the form that you had, it was enough for me to realize, this is really what I need. And the structure was so absent or missing in my childhood that I don't think I could have broken through to that real feeling of connection without having my mind from those old patterns that were trained into me.
So when you went through this trip, mushroom trip, who were you connecting with? Were you connecting with your mother? Were you connecting to yourself? Were you connecting to spirit? Who were you connecting with?
Mm-hmm. What I connected with is this, what would have been my ideal mother. So not with my birth mother, but a pretend mother. And so then I would sometimes be the mother or sometimes be the baby. And the feeling that came was that when a baby is born and they look out their eyes, there's this, they look out with this love.
Yeah.
And that love needs to be, they need to be looked back. Like they need to see that love connection from their mother.
So powerful.
And yeah. Oh, it's so powerful. And just so, it was so amazing, so beautiful. And just really like, then it's at the core. And then two children. And I remember, I was worried in this trip. All of a sudden, I thought, "Oh my God, did I do this for my children?" And then I remembered I did. But you know, and maybe that was, I did, yeah. So there was, you know, and maybe that really back then when I had my kids was one of the early steps to healing, because I really did connect and nurse them, and that was. That made a change. That was a change from my mother. So I was a different mother already then.
So but you were repairing yourself through being a mother that you didn't have to your children. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. So they healed me to an extent, but there's, you know, the wounds were pretty deep and I know it was from neglect of my mother. She would have been the one that you call like the where she just didn't care. She
apathy.
Apathy.
Yeah.
Absolutely apathetic. And what she also did is she allowed my older sister to abuse me physically and emotionally and psychologically. So I was bullied by her. And then there was never any intervention done. So I ended up at the bottom of the competitive pile. Like, you know, I was the scapegoat for anyone's emotions that they didn't want to deal with.
That makes sense. Now, you know, what's
remarkable
about what you're saying is that, you know how I was talking about the big eye and then the scars, the clouds, the blockages to the big eye? You know, we all have that. Even people who are severely injured have some level of light. And if we go back multi-generations, it's obvious that your mother had her wounds of childhood, and then her parents had their wounds, and their parents had their wounds. And so what you were doing in a bigger picture way is you were connecting to her big eye. So
something that was
she, right?
Yeah.
Even though she wasn't able to manifest it and she was reduced by her human frailties, her abuses and neglects, you repaired through connecting to who she could have been had she been a healed person.
Yeah. And my thought on this intergenerational trauma, I think also there is this intergenerational, I don't know, light or something that's passed on. And it's part of the way that, you know, that we evolved, we survived.
Yeah.
And it's